Now, we're smack bang in the middle of a pretty hot summer so far, and I think it means beach time, especially on those real hot days. While many of us city-siders are well acquainted with the ocean, it almost goes without saying that it can be a very dangerous place. Last year, 291 Australians lost their lives due to drowning. 50 of those were at the beach. So what do we need to go over so we're not complacent and we stay safe? Andrew Ugarte is State Operations Coordinator with Surf Life Saving New South Wales, and he's here to help us refresh our knowledge. Welcome, Andrew.
Morning, Mick.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER Breakfast. It's been a pretty hot summer. Lots of people going to the beach, and super hot days on the weekends especially. Mm-hmm. How has the beach been so far this summer?
Well, apart from the temperature, which has been, you know, at times scorching, the surf hasn't been too bad. We haven't had too many days of high swell, mm-hmm. Treacherous conditions, but that is looking like it's changing over the next couple of weeks.
Right. I guess you've got to be looking at the weather systems and what's going on in the currents and that every day.
Sure. There are plenty of websites out there that will keep you informed about how the surf conditions are right up and down the coast. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with the big one, rips. It's been something that's quite topical at the moment. And research by Surf Life Saving Australia suggests over 4 million Australians are caught in a rip at least once in their life. I imagine some of them may not have even known it. What's the easiest way to spot a rip?
Well, if you're looking at the water from the beach, there are a couple of telltale signs. The first is lack of waves. That's a classic where the water is actually moving out to sea in a deeper trench, if you like, and so there won't be any waves. Otherwise, it'll be darker, and it might have a rippled surface. So they're the three easiest ways to check of a rip from shore. When you're out in the water, the easiest way is to continually turn around and look at the beach and line up a couple of fixed objects like a lamppost and a tree and see if you're moving relative to those two objects. Yeah. And you can check whether you're in a rip or not.
I've been caught in a rip because sometimes, I know rips can sometimes take you out or they can sometimes take you sideways, right?
Exactly, yes.
And the ones that take you sideways can sometimes move you quite quickly and you don't even realize. And like you say, you're looking at the beach and you know where your towel is, and all of a sudden you know 50 meters down the beach. It's like it's quite a scary thing to not, you know, realize that that's happening to you right there and then.
Well, yes, there's no drag on your body. The water is moving as a whole, so you don't feel it per se. You've got to have something else to look at to get the where the rip's going and the speed that it's moving.
Now, I guess it depends on the rip, but I would imagine the first thing to do is not panic when you're in a rip and not try and swim against it. So what are the other best ways to get out of a rip if you're caught in one?
That's correct, Mick. Not panicking is critical. It's rips don't actually kill people. It's the panic and the exhaustion that causes drowning. The first thing people need to know is that most rips finish 20 or 30 metres past the break. Okay. So they don't take you to New Zealand. They stop fairly quickly. It's only taking the water from the beach out to sea. So not panicking and preserving your energy are the two main things. Mm. So if you feel you're caught in a rip, you can swim sideways. Don't swim against the rip. You swim sideways to the rip, parallel to the shore maybe.
Sure. Yep.
You wave your arms to gain attention or ask a passing surfer or another swimmer. They're often oblivious to your situation because you're remaining calm, so
yeah.
they might just paddle past. So they're the best ways, just either get attention from shore or from a swimmer or a surfer nearby.
I think the panic thing, I think sometimes people get a bit panicky when they can't touch the bottom. You know, as soon as if you get a bit further out and you can't quite touch the bottom and you've got to paddle, and then all of a sudden the shore looks a bit further away, and that's when the heart rate might start going up. I guess people have just got to think, okay, well, I'm all right. Nothing's going to kill me. I'm just on top of the water. As long as I keep treading water, it's okay.
That's correct.
But like you say, waving for the beach and trying to get someone's attention sounds
pretty
important.
And don't exhaust yourself. Critical. Stay on the surface.
What other things are big factors when it comes to swimming at the beach? Of course, you know, you might be tired or you might be, you know, have drunk some alcohol, or what are the other things that people should think about before they jump into the surf?
Well, if you've consumed alcohol or drugs, don't swim. End of story. That's a no-brainer. The other things that you should look at is just having respect for the ocean. Even if you are a competent swimmer and a regular beach goer, you should check the conditions out before you enter the water. Make a mental note of where the rips are. Watch a set of waves come in, because in between the sets, if you look at the ocean, it can be quite flat, and then you get several feet of waves come in when the set arrives. So stop and watch the beach for a couple of minutes and watch the set before it goes. Never swim by yourself.
Okay.
And the other critical issue is swim in the flags. Always swim in the flags. The lifesavers and the lifeguards put the flags in a position that's the safest place to swim on a beach. But also what they're saying is, this is where we can keep an eye on you, particularly in the bigger beaches or the country beaches. They can't look after the whole beach. So they're saying, here we can keep an eye on you.
And you do see that, obviously, on the bigger beaches. There are maybe sometimes a couple of sets of flags down the beach. But, I mean, people are always swimming in other spots as well. And it's like, you got to sort of wonder, well, why would you swim right there when you can just swim a bit further? But then people will go, oh, it's too busy over there. There's too many people preferring the flags. But I guess if you want to be safe, you're probably better off with a bunch of people than you are with not.
Look, it's lifesavers and lifeguards, they take a pragmatic view here. Yes, they want everyone in the flags, but other people are going to swim outside the flags.
Yeah.
They will keep an eye on them as best as possible. And as soon as they show any sign of distress or discomfort or that they don't have this requisite skill to be there, they'll move them on or get them out of the water. And most people are pretty good with that. They'll take heed of the word of the lifesavers or the lifeguards.
Yeah. Other things down at the beach, obviously, we have to be careful of. I think rocks, you know, and you were mentioning before that Coogee is actually quite a bad beach for people diving in, thinking, oh, it's nice and deep, and then maybe it's a lot shallower than they think. What happens there? Is it people just, you know, don't check the depth of the water before they go?
Coogee has an interesting makeup. There are no sandbanks at Coogee, so it's just a shore dump. And so people come down. Often there's a lot of backpackers, a lot of Europeans, a lot of visitors to Coogee, and they will dive into the water, and it gets deep very quickly, so they think fine. But when they're coming the other way into shore, the wave picks them up and will drop them very heavily onto the sand.
Oh, so that sandbank where it comes up and the wave might hit you in the wrong spot.
Yes, and they are thrown onto the sand. If they're lucky, they'll dislocate a shoulder, but the serious ones are when they'll have suspected or spinal injuries.
Yeah, and that's something it's scary stuff, because sometimes if you can't see the bottom and you don't quite know how deep it is and you just sort of dive in, particularly going in towards the beach.
Well it's just a matter of taking your time, and it's not like it's a deadly beach. It's just that you have to be careful and respect the ocean.
Sure.
And getting in and out is certainly at Coogee is one of the things you need to look for.
As a local and as a lifesaver yourself, Where do you? What's your go-to beach? Where do you love to go on a summer's day?
Well, my local's Bronte. I love Bronte. I grew up there. It's where I learned to swim. I know the beach very well. Tamarama is great for a surf or a body surf.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to say my childhood beach, Maroubra, is probably my favourite.
Yeah,
I like it there.
It's a beautiful long beach, Maroubra. Really, it's a quite, and it's one of those places you can also get a park.
Very true.
When you're trying
very
to,
true.
I've done the trek sometimes where I started at like Bondi, no parks. Keep going, Coogee, no parks. Keep going down, and then you get to Maroubra, and finally, here we go, I can park here.
And you can find a good slab of sand to yourself, and there's waves up and down the beach. Yeah, it's a good beach, and there's. It's not built out around it. So I like it. Yeah,
for sure. All right. Well, you've given some really good tips and lots of stuff to think about right there. Of course, if you are in trouble at a beach, you just look for the red and yellow, right?
That's correct. Yep.
You've got the towers, and you've got obviously people patrolling the beach on the little four drive things. What are they?
ATVs.
ATVs.
Yeah, and there's a whole range of there's the ATVs, there's the jet skis, there's the IRBs, the rubber duckies, there's helicopters, there's offshore boats, there's great resources, as well as the people who give their time to look after us all when we're on the.
And that's the thing to really point out, isn't it? A lot of volunteers do the lifesaving on the weekends. They're not getting paid for that work.
No,
it's amazing how much time and they put into that, and it's really a lot of credit to them. And yourself for doing it.
Oh, thanks very much, Vic.
Thanks a lot for joining us here at 2SER Breakfast. Have a great summer, and I hope not too many problems that we have come across this summer.
All good. Thanks, Mick.
Thank you. Cheers. That was Surf Life Saving New South Wales, Andrew Ugarte, explaining everything you need to know about beach safety. Of course, we'll put this up on the website and links to the life-saving web pages and everything. All that information is there. And have a safe, safe summer.